News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Yesterday in the High Court, Mr. Justice Brian Cregan ordered that Enoch Burke's mother and sister would be arrested and committed to prison for contempt of court, and that their prison stay would be 2 weeks in duration. And earlier on, Mary Hanafin, former Fianna Fáil minister, now barrister, was talking to us, and I think the phrase that she used was that the experience might soften their cough. With us is former Mountjoy Governor John Lanigan. John, can you give us a sense of what that experience will be like for them? Because they are entering a prison system that is heaving at the seams.
Yeah, for anybody going into prison for the first time, it's certainly a culture shock. And it's exacerbated 100 times over the last 4 or 5 years because of overcrowding, because 5, 6, 7 years ago, they would have been guaranteed a single room and have the privacy of that. But nowadays, they certainly won't be guaranteed a single room or single cell occupancy. So it's a shock to the system, and they are going to be treated as like everybody else. They're sentenced to unlike a contempt of court prisoner that's in for refusing to carry out a court order, who has the status of contempt of court, but it has special treatment because and special status because of that. But when you're sentenced in court for contempt of court for a misbehaviour, well, then you're treated as a sentenced prisoner. So they'll serve 14 days as would anybody else. So it's a
So just to understand that, John, does that mean then that Enoch Burke himself has a slightly different prison experience than his mother and sister would have?
Well, yeah, very slightly nowadays, because of overcrowding and because of the lack of facilities. But there are various categories of prisoners. They're sentenced at the biggest category. They are people who are already sentenced to a term of imprisonment. They're classified in the prison system as sentenced. Then you have remanded in custody. These are people that are not convicted but awaiting trial, but they're not on bail, so they're in custody. And you have another category called a return for trial. These are people who have gone through the district court system and have been returned for trial before a jury. And then you have two or three very small categories. You have debtors, which I don't believe are in existence anymore. They are people who owe money and the court give orders against them and they fail to carry out the court orders. And then you have contempt of court. And contempt of court basically is somebody who refuses to carry out an instruction of the court for whatever reason. But the two women involved that he ordered yesterday to be imprisoned, they're being imprisoned on the basis of their behaviour in court. So they're sentenced to a specific term, a fixed term of 14 days. Enoch Burke is indefinite and won't be released until he purges his contempt, which he can do at any time. But because of that, then he has certain status in the prison system insofar as they can. Every facility must be made to enable him to have direct contact as regular as possible with his legal advisors and having an opportunity to get to purge his contempt at any time. And he's not a sentenced prisoner and he doesn't have any criminal conviction, so he doesn't be subjected to the same prison requirements convicted prisoners are.
In that context then, John, what's the advice that you would give to somebody in their situation who is entering the DOCUS for the first time? What's the best way to handle your time inside?
Well, 14 days, Anton, first of all, is a very short period of time, and most people would be able to cope with 14 days because they know going in that in 13 more days I'll be out again. In reality, the day they go in and the day they come out are counted as 2 days, so they're only really there for 12 days. And my advice would be just keep your head down and go and do the 14 days, and that's it. They're not high profile. They are high profile, but not high profile in terms of criminality or anything like that. So it would be very unlikely that they would get any hostile reaction in prison. So they'd be accepted into the prison community on the basis that they're there for maybe seen as very conscientious people are, on that basis. So they wouldn't be in fear or there would be no danger to them, in my opinion. So, and the period is very short, but it is a culture shock. And being locked up, I mean, it's a psychological thing. Being locked up, you realize for the first time that you're not in control anymore of your own life. You can't go and come as you like, and you're confined in a very small area and maybe having to share with two or three other people that you don't know. John. And that's, I suppose, the culture shock.
Thank you very much, John Lanigan, former governor of Mountjoy.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.